Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Paul Stanley is 68 today.
Hey, Paul.
Happy birthday!
From Kiss.
Kiss.
That's just Gene that does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Gene does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you met them?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was able to get a picture taken with him. Yeah, when they were in Omaha last night. Yeah,
Colby was surprised. Remember, Craig Gass took him back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You almost missed out on that, didn't you?
That's right.
Because you're getting a phone call, you knew who it was? Or
right. Yeah, it was from like a 323 or a New York number. And I was like, I'm not answering that. Let it go to voicemail. And he didn't leave a message.
That could be an opportunity.
Right. Well, it was loud. I saw it pop up, and you're like, hey, you know, at a concert.
Because they were trying to surprise you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then Daisy called, and she's like, get down here. Like,
I don't think you just can't call people with a fake, with a number anymore, because all telemarketers have different, so I don't answer that.
Yeah.
I didn't answer a call from our agent the other day, because I get calls from all over the country, and I know telemarketers.
My phone's been popping up, and it'll say, like, you know, telemarketer, or spam risk, or political call.
I've been getting those, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spam risk is a new one. Mm. That just came up on my phone the other day.
What do spam calls people?
Well, they'd be under the heading of probably a Hormel.
Yeah, maybe just a special department just for the spam section. They're probably under spam.
Somebody works for spam.
And they I ain't answering that. That's your job. Oh, that's right.
It's got to be hard for them to email customers and stuff.
Am I right, Puss? You work for spam.
I don't want to
customers. Oh, it's spam. Yeah, I know. That's who we're trying to get a hold of.
I don't want to encourage anything by commenting here.
We sell stuff. We sell that product. You should answer those spam emails, you dumbass.
Yeah. I'm sure spam rules the day. That somebody identified that crap.
It's like the AIDS diet candy. Exactly like that.
Except there's no AIDS diet candy anymore.
No.
But there still is
spam. They might have to change the name.
Yeah, the meat product spam.
Nope, they're not going to budge.
The meat product. What is it technically?
Meat gelatin.
It's like fake ham.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all real.
It's real.
Really?
It's the entrails of your pig's ass smooshed together in gelatin.
Pressed.
And
sounds
it's
good.
So good. Pressed. Pressed pig's ass.
It's a meat product. Right. Slices nicely.
It's not a cut. It's not a cut of meat that occurs naturally.
Yeah, I applied there yesterday, so I better answer that.
It's already cooked pork shoulder and ham.
Yeah,
salt water.
Shoulder always sounds good on any animal.
Yeah. Potato starch to keep the meat moist.
Makes sense.
Sugar moist. And sodium nitrate. Right. That's a preservative.
So that sounds pretty natural.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
I've eaten it
compared to a lot of
nothing
processed food.
Not in a long time, but.
Yeah, that's tasty right there.
It does sound natural.
Spam every day for a year to get ripped.
Well, is it put in with other stuff?
Nah, just raw.
No.
Just open the can, chew on that.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be
beef?
Suspect of anything that can sit on a shelf for 6 months and it's still quote unquote good?
No, anything we know in a can will do that.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about the Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
Why does that not have to be refrigerated?
It's just all so much. It must be just so much chemicals in that.
It's got to be full of preservatives. Yeah.
It's a cheese product.
Ah. We were at the grocery store this weekend, too, and they had orange juice just on, like, an end cap, not in a refrigerator.
Right next to the nut
that
juice?
Right.
You're right. How does that work?
Not like Sunny D or something? It was
juice? Just orange juice.
Hmm.
I was at a grocery store the other day where out in the middle of the aisle or whatever it was in this large space. See, I did it for large.
Oh, you did. You did. You did.
Still an L. Damn it.
Large.
There was a large display of beer. It was all stacked up.
Yeah, but
and so I looked at it. And right there on the box, on the boxes of beer, they all said, it was some kind of special beer.
Right.
They all said, keep refrigerating.
Oh, the moron that put that display up didn't see that.
Yeah, that was just the other day. I saw that within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, keep refrigerated all this beer that you have sitting on the floor in a nice special pile.
Yeah. They misread that.
Yeah, you got to read the box.
Yeah.
You do.
What kind of beer was it?
It was something that I was not familiar with. It was some kind of specialty thing. I was unfamiliar.
I wonder if it shipped cold and they just let it get warm sitting there outside. Dumbass.
Yeah, well, it was a special
setup. I know.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Apparently there's a new challenge on the social media, at least on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They call it the cereal challenge.
What's that? Should we try that?
No.
Well, it's not good for you?
Well, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. You need two participants to get involved in the cereal challenge. I guess it doesn't have to be cereal, but that's what
they're
using.
Don't hit an almond. That's all I did. Sorry.
The first lies on the floor with their mouth facing the ceiling. Then they open their mouth as wide as possible.
And they teabag
So them. Far, you're in.
Yes.
The second participant pours cereal into the other person's mouth, followed by milk. And then from there, you need to make sure it stays in there long enough for the second person to take their spoon and eat the cereal out of the other person's mouth.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like getting waterboarded by Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Apparently, this is much more difficult than you think to actually do.
Have to get a small spoon.
Sounds
tough.
Well, it's disgusting, too.
It's quite disgusting, and I have no intention or desire to be anywhere near it.
No.
It's probably going to be happening in my house
today. Would you do that to your grandmother? If you're ripped. Eat cereal out of your grandmother. And your grandmother's really old, too.
How soon before someone chokes to death?
Yes.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. But
you got to keep your throat closed to keep the milk from sliding down
there. Sooner the better.
You never say that.
And you couldn't breathe, could you? Through your nose?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, you can still breathe through your nose.
Okay.
Many people have the ability to breathe through both their nose and their mouth.
Well, I just don't know if the milk would be blocking your passageways.
Yeah, it'd be really hard to breathe.
I think it would be.
I think you could. I just close my throat and breathe through my nose. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
all
for sure.
Right.
I've seen him do that.
Okay, yeah.
It's good technique.
Practice. Perfect.
Well, let's try it.
No.
I'm not eating out of
your
mouth.
You go ahead.
Yeah, that's the grossest part at the end. You have to eat food out of somebody's mouth.
It's
nasty.
It had to be like the hottest chick we know.
Right.
Like maybe out of her mouth.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she chews food and spits in you. Well, you let her spit
she
in your mouth.
She would chew the cereal up and spit it in my mouth.
You'd love that.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be in.
That's really not the point here.
I don't think she'd be into it at all.
She did it for her kids.
Yeah, you're not her kid.
No.
You're creepy.
You lay there, spit in my mouth, Christina. Yeah, your old man, get out of the way.
Will you chew up my food? No.
Maybe she would do that if she were like a guest on the show.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be a guest for long.
Something more interesting.
No. She goes, get out of here, you freak.
And just being some random son of a bitch who did that. But if we were interviewing her and getting on fine.
And she might be trying to extol the virtues of that sort of
that's for babies, not grown men that can
food
eat
up like a baby bird.
Right.
Feels like the fast track to a restraining order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why aren't you wearing pants?
Toward the end of the day on a Friday, you know, she's eating some hog wild and chews up some ribs. And
right.
Spits in your mouth. Me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ooh. There's just nothing good about that.
Well, Alicia's fine.
That's yeah.
The good part. That's the good part.
You want her pre-chewed brisket?
Oh, pre-chewed brisket would be brutal.
Disgusting. And she's hot, but that'd be very gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad Craig is just not dismissing it. Everyone else
not
is
dismissing it.
Because y'all
would he's not jumping at it either.
I'm not jumping at it,
spitting food in your mouth. I mean, that's not sexy at all. And if you're going to tell me you're going to kiss her, yeah, that's hot. But she's going to spit chewed brisket in your mouth. I don't care how hot she is. That's going to suck for you.
She's not going to have sex with me, so that's as close as it gets. Like, for Jennifer Aniston.
How about a hug? How about a hug?
Would you let Jennifer Aniston do that?
If my pants were off, yes.
See, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm going to pull them off.
You're more likely.
No.
You stand a much better chance of saying, would you chew food and spit it in my mouth, than would you have sex with me?
Right.
You may get an affirmative on the first one.
How about a hug? Can I get a hug?
No. This is Jennifer Aniston. Would you let her spit food in your mouth?
Am I ripped a week later?
No.
Come on.
You are confusing so many things we've talked about.
Unfortunately, for so many people, you're still the same guy.
Yeah. Gee, you would be mean now.
See, I think you might get a weirder look when you ask for the chewed food.
Maybe.
Because the sex, at least, that's kind of a common request. It's understandable.
Oh, I think you're a freak. You ask her to chew food and spit in your mouth.
People have probably asked her to have sex before,
yes.
And she said no.
Right.
The chewed food thing is way out left field.
I assume she has said no to someone before.
I did it to my kid, you freak.
Well, who was it? Was it Tracy Bingham? Yeah, from Baywatch.
I was in the studio with her.
In the studio.
She was dropped dead.
With Larry the Cable Guy.
He walked in.
And he asked her to poop in a cup.
Poop in a cup, right.
And she did not recoil.
No.
She laughed.
And he wasn't famous yet, so she had no idea who he was.
Right. And I don't think she pooped in the cup.
No, but she did not.
She laughed at it.
No. I was hoping she'd take him up on that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm glad that went over okay.
Can you poop in the cup here?
That would have been weird if it didn't.
Yeah, she was absolutely gorgeous, and she could walk in and sit down. He leans in the microphone and goes, can you poop in the cup for me? And like I said, he was not famous. She didn't know who he was.
And he also asked for a cup of her bath water or something?
It got brutal, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, wow. She was one of the most stunning women I've ever seen in person that morning. I remember that. Enough for Larry to ask her to poop in a cup.
You got to be hot.
Can you poop in that cup for me? God, that was a long time ago.
I know, but he's probably had chicks do it for him, too.
Yeah, right. but the ones that do it for him aren't as hot as Tracy Bingham.
Probably not.
Yeah,
if you don't ask, you'll never know.
Guy show. Yeah.
That's one of those things, if they volunteer to do that, you probably don't want them to do that.
No.
Apparently there's a TikTok video out there of someone letting their St. Bernard eat cereal out of their mouth.
Just tonguing it out like, okay.
That's disgusting.
Slurp.
If that person didn't have no friends, they do now.
Right. How's that different than letting your dog lick your face?
I don't let my dog lick my face. My wife lets the dog lick her face. I don't let it, one quick... I don't let it lick my face.
Yeah, neither. Every once in a while, the dog will get one in. Like,
They get one in a while. They get one in. Chloe gets one in.
Yeah, you say, you stole that one.
Right?
But I'll just let her sit there and lick,
Well, yeah, it's nasty. The dog licks his ass all day. It never brushes his teeth.
No, never does.
Well, that's why you give him the milk bone.
Yeah. The almond milk bone?
Oh. There's no tit on a bone.
Christy offered up some dog snacks to me last night.
Were you in the corner begging?
Like apple chips. Oh, she knows.
She roll over.
She offered some to me.
She knows an important part of the show is me sampling dog treats every once in a while.
Right?
Plus you were a good boy.
It is important.
And she offered some up to me, but I was having a human meal, so I said, no, I'd rather not mix the two now.
That's nice of you to
save that for dessert.
Yeah, human meals.
Maybe I'll try some doggy apple chips today, and I'll come back and report tomorrow that they were kind of bland.
Thank you.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.